This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Recent rains on top of above average precipitation over the last couple months has reduced drought conditions across the state. The biggest improvements are in northeastern and southeastern Colorado, but the two most severe categories of drought, extreme and exceptional, are still gripping much of the western third of the state, where soils and vegetation are still being reported as drier than normal. State health officials are reacting cautiously to new federal guidance on mask wearing. The CDC announced earlier today that anyone who is fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can go without a mask in all settings, indoors or out. But Colorado's chief medical officer, Dr. Eric France, says the state is reviewing the guidance before it makes recommendations on updates to its own mask rules.
I would say every Coloradan should assess their level of comfort with the potential risk of still being exposed.
In Colorado, an executive order allows masks to be removed indoors when at least 80% of the people inside are vaccinated. It still requires masks in schools, childcare facilities, and some other public areas. Lake County's elected coroner now faces 14 more charges, including 5 counts of abusing a corpse. Shannon Kent and his wife Stacy were arrested in February after a decaying body was found in a funeral home they sold in Silverthorne. After losing their license to operate it, the couple already faces charges of tampering with a corpse and perjury. Kent has resigned as Lake County's coroner. You're listening to CPR News.